You're listening to the Eagle's Nest, Sarah Catholic versus Oakland. My name's Alina, and I'm here with
Tran,
Chloe,
and Valentina.
We are 10th grade students from Sarah Catholic in Oakland, where today we are going to be discussing a few different questions. Let's start with this one. What is the funniest thing that has ever happened to you? Tell us the story of what happened. Chloe, how about you?
Okay, so basically, I was coming from art. Like, in our art room is at the Friary, and I was walking outside, and the step before we go in is kind of big, so I tripped, and I fell in the rocks, and I ripped my pants, and I was bleeding, too, so, like, yeah.
I kid you not, this school year, I ripped my pants, so, you know, like, gym, so, okay, so, some background information, me and Chloe are from Sarah Catholic, okay? So do you know the, you know, in gym we have like free time and stuff, like we could play volleyball. During my lunch period, my best friend Katie has gym, and I went into her gym. I ripped my pants all the way down, I ripped my pants so badly. I had to go to the office and get a new pair. I think I ripped my pants like 6 times this year, so that's not fun. I'm not even joking. Yeah, that's bad. All right, now you. Valentina, how about you?
Okay, so one day in our history class, we won something, or we did well at something. So our history teacher was like, okay, you guys get one wish and I'll make it happen. So our wish was like, I wish our history teacher would step out of the room. And he stepped out of the room, and he was just locked outside while we were like on our phones and stuff. Oh my gosh. How about you, Tran?
Personally, I just want to add on to that story. He started watching us from the outside and shaking his head, just like so disappointed, while we started playing Stella Ella Ola and just doing a bunch of stuff. But personally, none of my story isn't going to be as great as not going to be as great as those ones. But personally, I remember I was playing soccer, and I was playing striker for like the very first time, and I was running down the field, and someone passed it. The easiest pass in the world. I kick the ball, and I completely miss, and I do a full-on backflip and land on my face. And I literally sat there for 5 minutes, and I was, like, in tears.
Should I say what happened to me?
Yeah.
Okay. I think the funniest thing that has happened to me is probably, I don't really recall off the top of my head, but I have, like, one of a few memories. It was eighth grade year. It was like towards the end of eighth grade, and it was like the last week. And oh no, it was like 2 weeks or 3 weeks before eighth grade ended. And I had this history teacher, and we did not really like her, to be honest. And we did like her, don't get us wrong, but like some students didn't like her. And basically what we did was we set up like an eighth grade prank, and we got out old papers and we pretended it was like one of our note packets. And one day she said, get out your note packets. And we got the old papers, and she thought it was the note packets. And we just started ripping them up and threw them in the trash. And we walked out of the classroom. She was really mad. And she like all gave us detention. So, but then we told her it was a prank. So, but she was still mad after that. So, yeah. Okay. Okay. What is the weirdest thing you've seen? Chloe, you go first.
Okay, so I was at McDonald's with my sister, and I was waiting for my mom and dad to get off work. And so it was Friday. So on Fridays, these people come in. They, like, help with people who have, like, not conditions, but, like, disorders. And, like, they go up on the top stairs, upstairs, to, like, do, like, these little events with them. And it's, like, it's really nice. But one of the, they're kind of downstairs, too. So me and my sister were sitting in this little corner. It's, like, near where the girls' and boys' bathroom is. So one of them, it was a guy. So one of them went into the girls' bathroom with the door open. And, like, And it was, like, funny, but, like, we were trying so hard not to laugh because, like, it was, we didn't want to be mean.
Did he, like, go to the bathroom?
The girls' bathroom? Yeah, like, but the door closes slowly. So, like, he went with the, kind of went with the door open. So, like, yeah, like, and then he ended up coming out, and he was just like, because we were next to a window too. So he went like right next to us, staring out the window and just staring, glaring out the window. It was really funny, but like we didn't laugh. We tried not to. I started crying.
Bro, I would too.
Okay, so I'll go next. I think the weirdest thing that I have ever seen, so not really seen, I would say experience. This was in 2023. I was at a ghetto subway in the middle of, I don't know, it was either Kansas or Kentucky. I don't know what it was, but it was so bad. There's like flies everywhere. It was really bad. But I'm on a road trip. I'm going to, I think we're driving down Alabama. And as we're driving, we take a stop at the subway. And my mom and my best friend's mom, we order our food. My best friend and I and her friend, and like, which is my friend too, we all sit down at a table. And then this guy, he did have special needs. He comes up to us, and he's like a grown man, okay, by the way. He's like a grown man. And he starts talking to us, and he's saying, like, he was like saying, like, how are you girls? And we're like, good. And then, like, my mom comes sprinting over. Oh, no, my best friend's mom comes sprinting over. And she's like, he's asking, like, are these your girls? And, like, I was the only one not related to her, so I was scared she was going to make me fresh meat, you know? It's like, I know everyone except her, you know? Like, I was scared, like, you know, she's going to, like push me off the curb or whatever you say, like, that. But she said, these are all my daughters. And this guy starts talking about his family that, like, died in a fire. And I was, like, and we were so weirded out. And he, like, kept scooching closer to us, and we were, like, oh my gosh. And we dead serious thought he was like a pedophile because we got so scared, but he wasn't. But yeah, that was really scary. How about you, Tran?
Holy Alina, that's crazy. Personally, I think it was when I went on vacation to Florida with my family. We went to this like Vietnamese like party, and it was like late at night, so a lot of adults were drinking because it was mainly like an adult party. And this got hired like guy, he was supposed to be like a comedian that like was supposed to entertain while everyone was like having fun. He comes up with his beer bottle drunk as, it was so like, it was crazy. He starts singing some like random song, and he takes his shirt off and starts dancing, and then yells out, I need a volunteer. And he looks straight to my brother. And he literally runs up to my brother while he's like, oh my gosh, I can't do this. And he drags him up stage with him. And he takes my brother up, and he looks at him and gives him the shirt he was wearing. He was dressed up in a police costume, by the way. And I don't know how it, like, he puts it on him so his like arms are like restrained and like his arms aren't by like the like shirt holes, and he starts putting, the guy like puts his arms through the shirt and pretends his arms was my brother's, and then starts doing random hand gestures, suggestive by the way. And I started like, oh my mom was like so pissed, and so many people were like recording and like in a very wrong way, like, feeling very out of it and just, like, really, like, sad about it.
How old were you?
I think I was in, like, 6th or 7th grade. No, 6th, 7th. No, honestly, like, around that grade. But my brother was, like, only in, like, 8th grade, I think, at the time. And he started, it was crazy.
That's crazy. Oh, Lord. All right. Valentina, the last one of our question. What is the weirdest thing you've seen?
Okay, so I was at this party, right? And it was, like, finally time to, like, dance and stuff, right? So, of course, I'm going to naturally go up and, like, see what's up. Because there was, like, a big crowd. And I was like, ooh, it seems, like, fun. And they had, like, little glowy sticks. And then once I got up there, oh, my gosh. This grown man was, like, asking people to come forward or come in the middle to like dance with him, and it was really, really bad. And I was like, oh my gosh. And these girls were like freaking younger than I was, and this was only like what, 2 months ago or something. But yeah, this was really recent, and it was really, really bad.
Was he just being like friendly, or was he like a creepo? Like, what was he trying to do? Like, what?
I'd say he was a creep because these girls were obviously way younger than he was, and he was like an adult. So, Yeah.
Was he doing like suggestive moves? Oh,
yes. Yes, really.
Oh, okay. All right. Let's pick up the pace a little bit. Okay, so tell us about music from your childhood. What was your favorite song and why did you like it so much? Chloe.
Okay, so I actually don't know what's favorite. Oh my gosh. I used to listen to a lot of music when I was younger, but like.
Wait. Do you know Vivo? Like the music company? Like, Yes. Oh my gosh. Sorry. I had to say that because that made my childhood. I feel like my childhood song was probably, it was like, we'll be counting stars, we'll be counting stars, or take that blue, watch it burn, sing the music, that's what I learned, take that blue. Oh my gosh, that was my childhood. And Katy Perry. Katy Perry music videos, like Roar, was the best. Sorry, I did not mean to interrupt you. I just had to like remind everyone of Vivo music videos.
It's okay. That actually gave me some ideas. So like, do you know Alan Walker?
Yes.
I used to listen to his music all of the time. Like, I was obsessed with music. And I was kind of like a gotcha kid when I was younger. And I love the music in all the little movies. Like, Angels Never Die.
Oh my gosh.
Angel with a Shotgun. Oh my gosh. Do you know that one song called Undo?
Mm-mm.
How does it go? Hold on. I actually don't remember. It's okay. What are some other gotcha songs I know? I love that song.
It was this song. It was like I forgot it. It was like it's not this song, but I saw it. It's like Legends Never Die.
It's called Legends Never Die. I love that song. What are some other ones?
Psycho.
Oh my gosh, I remember that one. Where are some other ones, bro? Oh my gosh. I know that one.
I like went crazy during gotcha, like my gotcha era. I would watch every singing battle and watch every single movie possible.
What's your favorite music, childhood music, Jan?
Childhood music? I was definitely anything from gotcha, honestly. Like, I was about to talk about that, but I think I'm gonna talk about like I was really into Disney growing up and like Nickelodeon, so I loved watching
Nick
Victorious.
Night. Oh my gosh, Nick at Night.
Mm.
Sam and Cat.
Yes, Sam and Cat was so fun. Oh, I think for music wise, I was like peak on Victorious and watching all the like actors sing their song. I was just like vibing with it. It was such like good parodies and like just really OG songs. How about you, Val?
As a child, I really liked watching Descendants. Like, I would watch Descendants, like, every day. I would listen to their music every day. I have this core memory of, like, putting the music on the TV, and my cousin and I would, like, there was a table, and we would stand up and act like we're performing. But any song from Descendants I really liked, especially, like, What's My Name by Uma. Yeah. But I would say that was, like, my favorite song growing up. But, yeah.
If only, oh my gosh, I love that song. I said like Vivo, I think it's pronounced Vivo, it's whatever, but those music videos actually had such a big impact on my childhood. Especially Katy Perry, like I said. Lately I've been, I feel like Charlie XCX definitely like had an impact on me too. Like, I love it. I got the feeling on a summer day when you were gone and stuff like that. So next question is, who is / was your favorite teacher and why? Chloe.
Okay, so my favorite teacher was Mr. Gedman, the GOAT, by the way.
The GOAT, bro, the GOAT.
Like, he's like a really great artist. He's our art teacher, and like ever since like I came to Sarah and started his art class, my art has progressively gotten better, because whenever I was in eighth grade, my eighth grade teacher, or my art teacher through my elementary year, she was all right. She was actually a gospel singer, but like she wasn't an art teacher, so I wasn't able to show like off my real art skills when I was like in her class. But like since like Mr. Yemen, he's helped me a lot, and like all my art projects are like, yeah.
Yes, Mr. Gedman is the GOAT. If he does listen to this, shout out to you, Mr. Gedman. You probably won't, but it's okay. My art has also progressed a lot, too. So, what about you, Valentina?
My favorite teacher would have to be Mrs. Lodge, because first of all, I like math class. Like, math is my probably like my best suit. And well, she taught geometry, and whenever I would have like questions, I could just go up and ask her. It wasn't like, why don't you understand this? You know, like, she was willing to help. And I think we had like a great relationship with her, because she would throw us like Trader Joe's parties. She would get us snacks. Like, it was the best. And she was honestly like the best teacher.
What's a Trader Joe's party?
So it's Tran, do you want to talk about this?
I loved Miss Law. She isn't my favorite teacher. I was going to say someone else, but her parties were the best. We would have our Trader Joe's party, and we would make a giant list of like Trader Joe's snacks we love, and she would go out and buy it for us with her own money. And we would have a giant party, and we would play Jeopardy with like we make our mini groups, and it went so competitive, and it was so much fun. We'd also have like dessert parties where she would make us brownies, a bunch of other stuff, and we could bring in our own stuff. And it was like legit peak freshman year. Peak.
Trent, who was your favorite teacher?
It's either Mr. Williams or Mr. Weiss. If you go to Oakland Catholic, they are like such quirky and but funny teachers. Mr. Williams, you have to be you have to talk in his class though. If you got to get on his good side and make him realize that you're engaging and that you guys vibe with each other. Cuz if he likes you, he'll be really lenient on you. And they're like both super chill. Like, it's so much fun being in their class cuz we can just yap all the time.
Okay, so I would say my favorite teacher. So, none of you guys know her. Her name is Mrs. Crossan, Mr. Crossan's wife. She was my middle school teacher. She was my 6th grade through my 8th grade teacher. 8th grade, she helped me a lot. I was going through a tough time in 8th grade. She helped me so much and got me through that. And she's just an amazing teacher. She helped me improve my writing skills, my poetry skills, my public speaking skills. I won an international essay contest. Because of her, she's definitely helped me with my writing over the years. And, you know, she always has a special place in my heart. I love her so much. And, yeah. Okay, so next question is, if you could snap your fingers and change one thing about the world, what would it be and why? Chloe, you go first.
Okay, so if I could snap my fingers, I'd give everybody superpowers. Because, like, we need superpowers. It's boring here. Like, I just want superpowers. Like, I want to have teleportation. Like, just all that stuff, bro.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I want to be like a Marvel character, definitely. I want to be like Thor, or probably, actually, Thor's cool, but like, I probably want to be Black Widow, definitely. All right, Tran, what about you?
I feel like if anything, I would do more like worldwide problems. Like, I feel like getting rid of racism would be a big thing, because there's so many stereotypes going like that are still like exist now that just like affects so many groups and like affects so many other factors of life, like with money and social classes. That's like such a big thing. But if it had to be like something fun and like just creative, I feel like I would want to like doing superpowers would be cool, but I feel like making all humans just athletic and they don't have to work out. My least favorite thing in the entire world is running. It is the worst thing in the world. I believe if every single human was already naturally, like, just conditioned to sprint a million miles in, like, 2 minutes, I think every problem would be solved for me.
But think about that. It'd be harder to compete because everyone's already athletic and they get your spots on D1, so you gotta, like, think about that, you know? You know what I mean?
Yeah, sadly.
Yeah.
I was also thinking about worldwide problems as well, and I would say I would fix, like, poverty. I would want poverty to, like, not exist, because many people do things out of, like, need of money, whether it be, like, bad or stuff, and if that wasn't a problem, I believe, like, things like that wouldn't happen.
Are you going off of that St. Vincent's class on criminology we did about the poverty? Because I
see what you mean. That's
honestly
good.
I wasn't, but yes, that's a good thing to bring up. But yeah, thank you.
Okay, so I have two things. Actually, I might have three, but like they're really short. So a fun thing, I would make no one allergic to dogs because I have a dog named, I'm a dog lover. Like if I was like an animal in another life, I would be a dog and I'd be with a loving family and with children. And I just love dogs. I love my dog I have right now. So I feel like everyone should get the opportunity to love dogs. And I feel like everyone should get a free puppy in their life or like a forever puppy, you know? And then I feel like one thing about the world I've traded, I would get rid of male supremacy. Have you guys seen the, it's a man.
Define that word really quick.
What?
Can you define that word really quick?
Like domination, basically. Okay. So basically, like, I feel like women don't really get looked at. Like, do you guys know what the pink tax is?
Yeah.
It's like the pink tax and also like women just don't get paid equally still. And I feel like also like there's this thing I saw, like teachers don't get really paid equal because most teachers are women. So like that's also like a point, but I know like, but still, like I feel like if we were all just equal, everything would be better, you know. I forgot my third one, but yeah. So okay, so the next question will be, what do you hope to be doing in 10 years? Like, what career would you like to do in 10 years and why? Chloe, you go first.
Okay, so in 10 years, I would want to do, like, I want to do something, like, that has to do with art. Because, like, I actually, like, maybe even make comics. Because me and my friends, we like making stories. And then I'm, like, the illustrator and I could draw them. And, like, it's really fun. And then maybe even a tattoo artist. I always wanted to do tattoos. I, like, see videos about it all the time. And I want to do nails. I want to actually start getting into them soon because, like, I want to do them myself instead of going to people. But, like, what else would I want to do? Maybe even, like, a writer, a songwriter. I've always wanted to be a songwriter. Yeah.
I feel like what I would want to do in 10 years, I would want to – I was going to say that I write a lot of stories myself. I like to write a lot of stories, like fictional stories. I usually like to write ones about, like, crime and murder mystery. I haven't really wrote one in like, I think it's like been a year since I wrote a story, but I like to write stories too, so that's cool. Valentina, how about you?
In 10 years I'll be around 25, and I hope around this time I'll be out of college. Hopefully I'll have like some sort of job to like provide money for myself, and
job.
J-O-B,
we can't say the word.
What? Oh. but yeah, I'm not sure what I want to do yet. I was thinking of, like, going to law school because I want to, like, help others in a way. And I feel like being a lawyer, you can help, like, with justice and stuff. I was also thinking of, like, in the health field, but I'm not sure I'd be too good at that. So maybe not. But yeah, I hope I'm successful by then, hopefully, or I'm still studying and I'll be successful.
Well, you know, you can do anything you put your mind to, because this is actually science. Like, when you say you can do this, your brain actually finds the materials in the like what you can do in your brain. Like, they actually, like, it tries to find that. Like, so if you say, like, I'm going to be happy today, your brain is actually going to release serotonin and it's going to be happy, you know, because you're convincing yourself, you're convincing your brain you're happy. So, like, you can do anything you put your mind to. Tran, what do you want to do?
I'm not going to lie, I'm just going to correct you. It's dopamine, not serotonin. Dopamine's the happy neurotransmitter.
What's serotonin?
That's the calming, yeah, I think. Yeah, it's whatever. I was bad at science, but I remember that. Either way, I'm just so indecisive. And, like, there's so many things that I can, if I wanted to go practical, I think I was very iffy on looking into, like, a healthcare field, but there's, like, because it'd be a stable job, and, like, just, it's just something, like, a lot of people do, and my parents want me to look into, but it's just, I'm really nervous about it, because of, like, having of someone's life in my hands, and having the possibility of accidentally doing something I wouldn't want happen, and it's just, during our healthcare academy, when we did our sutures, I literally lost my conscience and I was going crazy. But if I didn't want to go practical, I was always, as a kid, I always wanted to be like a singer or actor because I loved watching it online. But there's so many, like, problems with that in itself, with, like, paparazzi, having my life streamed online 24/7. But it's just, there's always going to be a problem with something. But I think my overall goal in a career is just being recognized for all the work I've been doing.
Okay, so, yeah. Honestly, I call it Holly, instead of Hollywood, I call it Holly Weird, because they are weird down there, and I'll probably get to that next. But let me see how much time we have. Okay, 5 minutes. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Okay, so we have 4 minutes left. I will talk about mine real quick, and then I have one question for everyone, okay? So I see myself as a broadcasting journalism in 10 years. I really want to be a big news anchor. I want to go down to New York, because that's like where the prime broadcasting. You have your New York Post, you got the New York Times, you got your Fox News, you got CNN, you got ABC. You got all of them, and that's like the big, I don't know, 5 I think I listed. But yeah, I really want to go to New York, because that's like where like NYU is, and NYU has like the top like program for journalism and broadcasting. And also, like, I want to do a minor in probably criminal law, because I might want to be like, I don't know, I might want to do something in political analyst too. So I don't know, criminal law would probably help with that, or it would probably be political sciences that would help with that. So yeah. All right, last question I have for everyone. What do we think? Speaking of Hollywood, what do we all think about Hollywood? What's your like biggest conspiracy theory, Chloe?
So my biggest conspiracy theory about Hollywood is that everyone in Hollywood are part of the Illuminati. Like, it's just like everyone who goes to Hollywood and comes back are a different person, like almost all the time, bro. But like, I don't have anything else about it. Yeah.
I have so many things, but I'm only going to list a couple. So definitely, there is so many things about Hollywood that I think is so weird. They are like hiding stuff from us. They do. It's just so weird. It's so weird. Like the symbols they do with like the eye covering stuff. It's like a symbol for like Illuminati. Like I'm pretty sure they definitely replace people they don't like. Like if they try to kill someone, like Britney Spears, bro. It's so bad. But yeah, it's bad. Do you have anything, Valentina?
To be honest, I'm not too like educated, I would say, but I just know like I would not want to do that trance, so don't go there. I feel like I've heard stuff with like they sell their soul to the like devils. Wait, they sell their souls to the devil, and I don't know, I just wouldn't want to do that. How about you, Tran?
Honestly, I'm not that big into media, so like it's kind of I'm really not too toned into this, but like, yeah, going off like what you guys have been saying, everyone like changes right when they get into Hollywood. Like it's the switch up is crazy. Watching people who were like super kind and like nice to everyone switch up and become a pedophile is crazy. Like how do you just do that?
Yeah, exactly. Like I feel like the power gets to them, you know. It's really sad. But all right, well, it looks like we're out of time, listeners. Thank you for tuning in. This is Alina,
Chloe,
Tran,
and Valentina.
And this is also the Eagles Nest, Sarah Catholic versus Oakland, signing off.
Bye!